The search that we've been conducting for the last 12 days in the Topaz Mountain area is coming to an end, and we've accomplished more or less everything that we've set out to do. So we're deeming it as a success. The officers that were involved in the search and some of the search and rescue teams went out for a little bit of time this morning, and they are wrapping things up and getting things packed up and ready to come home.
As far as physical evidence goes, what did you find out there?
Items that we have located that may or may not be of interest have been several items that didn't quite belong in the area, that weren't quite a naturally occurring item, such as some clothing, articles of clothing, and things of that nature, as well as at the excavation site, the charred items that were located inside that excavation site, the specialized search dogs had been indicating on. Those items have all been recovered and or documented and identified at their location, and those are the items that we're going to look at just a little bit further.
Do you know at this point in time what was charred?
We don't. That's still under investigation. We're still trying to identify exactly what that was, and that's probably going to take a little bit more time.
Sergeant, has anything you found been linked to Susan Powell that you can tell us, the clothing, anything at this point in time?
Everything that we've just mentioned is all being looked at more closely, and a determination will be made. Obviously, certain things do take time, and obviously the time frame has not been met for some answers to come back. So we're going to continue to investigate some of the items that have been recovered and to see if there is some sort of relevance. And if not, then we'll just continue moving with the other items.
Sergeant, what led you guys to that spot in the first place? Was it something you found at the Powell House in Puyallup?
You know, the question has come up numerous times, and purpose out in the Topaz Mountain area has been a culmination of things throughout the transcourse of the entire investigation. It wasn't directly linked to one particular aspect. It wasn't directly linked to activity in Washington, wasn't directly linked to a search out in Ely or any other searches that have been conducted. It's just a culmination of things, and it's an area that we've needed to search, and we went out and accomplished that.
But it was evidence you found at the Powell home in Puyallup that led to Stephen Powell's arrest last night. Is that correct?
Anything that's going to be in regards to the specific investigation involving the arrest of Stephen Powell, I'm going to divert back over to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office for comment on that.
Okay, but I just want to clarify that the stuff that was found during the execution of your search warrant in the father's home, correct?
An initial discovery, and then that initial discovery was turned over to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, Sergeant, now we've long heard that Josh Powell is the only person of interest in this case. Does the arrest of Stephen Powell, does any of this change that at all?
You know, I think it's important that we go back to what you said, and you said the only person of interest. The West Valley Police Department has never indicated that Josh Powell is the only person of interest. We have always said he is a person of interest, and that's a key word to keep in mind, is he is a person of interest. So really, anybody that may have any involvement at any point in this investigation will be considered a person of interest, whoever they may be. But Josh Powell has been and still does remain a person of interest.